News release. Colorado State Patrol. With so many options available to avoid driving impaired, it baffles many law enforcement officers as to why so many drivers still take chances with their lives and others on the road. Last year, just the Colorado State Patrol issued 4,120 citations for impaired driving. We're Coloradoans. We're known to be outdoor adventurers, pet lovers, and sports enthusiasts, stated Colonel Matthew C. Packard, chief of the Colorado State Patrol. What I'm hoping we can be known for next is a community of people who do the right thing by enjoying ourselves responsibly. We could drive down our fatality rate significantly if we stop this one poor choice. Whether on a regular shift or conducting a targeted impairment enforcement operation, troopers are looking for signs of unsafe driving and impairment. While every county has some incidents of impaired driving, certain areas of our state have increased amounts. In 2023, the top five counties with the largest number of impaired driving arrests by the Colorado State Patrol were El Paso, Adams, Jefferson, Weld, Larimer. Being arrested for impairment can have long-term consequences that shouldn't be underestimated, said Packard. It impacts your job, family situation, financial situation, and more. The message is simple. If you plan on going out and drinking or taking drugs as a part of that event, it's up to you to plan a sober ride home. If you can't or don't want to stay at the location until you are sober, there are many options. Ride shares, taxis, public transportation, a sober friend, family member, or walk. Troopers continue to take a low-tolerance approach to the top fatal crash factors, including lane violations, impaired driving and speeding, while launching a year-long campaign called Drive Safe. This campaign reminds people to reflect on everything they love and value and plan a sober ride when planning to celebrate.